Welcome to the Extra Business Edition podcast with Ted Robertson. The Extra Business Edition is a production of the KRDO Network. And now, Ted Robertson.
Good morning and happy Friday. It's March 20th. I'm Ted Robertson. Joining me on the news line this morning is Erica Romero, Pikes Peak Workforce Center Business Relations Team Lead. This is an important morning for us all to be together, and glad you're with us today. We have some very, very valuable information for you. You know, the elephant in the room is coronavirus, and thousands upon thousands of employers are being affected. They're making really hard decisions right now about layoffs and things like that. That means tens and tens of thousands of workers and their families are also going to be impacted through job loss. So we're going to cover quite a few bases this morning, and we're going to offer a very important and valuable resource that you can access today for information on getting some help to keep your business going, and also some employer and employee resources to keep people in jobs or keep your employees employed. That's what we're all hoping for. Erica, welcome to the Extra Business Edition.
Thank you for having me today.
It's a real privilege, and we've got quite a topic to discuss and a pretty full agenda, which is what I always love. We're here to serve and support businesses, and that's exactly what we're going to do. We're all about keeping that commerce clock ticking, right?
Absolutely.
And talk about your role at the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. What is the business relations team, and tell us about your leadership role of the team?
So the business relation team is to serve primarily businesses. A lot of people think the Workforce Center only helps people that are looking for jobs, but we know that our business community and the business have specific needs. So we have a team set up to kind of offer 11 core services. The great thing is all of the services that we offer are state mandated, and they're already prepaid with your business taxes. So we want to be that great resources for business when it comes to workforce.
So as a business owner, that's a place for me to go, as you say, 11 core services. Kind of hit the highlights there, if you don't mind.
So we really focus on hiring. So we can do job posting, hiring events. You see our big job fairs every single year. And we cover El Paso and Teller County. So we cover both of those counties. We help with training. So if you needed to create a training program, if you have staff that you want to upskill, we have a couple different programs with that. And then unfortunately, where we're helping out a lot right now is transitions and layoffs. So that is another core service that we do offer to help businesses kind of know what resources are out there during a layoff or a transition.
One thing we know about workforce centers are actually it's probably not commonly known. Workforce centers have existed in one form or another since the Great Depression, and they've been had some kind of presence in every county across the nation. And I don't think people really realize how vast the capabilities are that you represent. So the business relations team is just one piece. It's an important piece.
Yeah, and we actually are federally mandated, so that goes down to the state. So we work directly with the Colorado Department of Labor. And then if you looked at American Job Centers, they're throughout the whole entire state, throughout the whole United States. It is a whole network that is there for businesses and for people who are looking to get into the workforce.
And you can kind of think of the Workforce Center, Pikes Peak Workforce Center in our case, as the face of the Federal Department of Labor and also of the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment.
Yes, because we work directly with them. All of the federal mandates, any of the state mandates, we are going to be the ones that actually put them through, and we're going to be that connector piece. So if you're starting a business, maybe you've had an existing business, we can connect you to the right department, because it's a little overwhelming when you kind of look at what they do. So we're definitely that little piece to help connect you to the right source.
Well, we love our Pikes Peak Workforce Center. It's a very special place. It's a very busy place, particularly in this market and in this time. But there's something unique about it in that you do cover two counties.
Absolutely. So we do cover El Paso and Teller County. So you think of Teller County, we have Woodland Park, we have Divide, we have Cripple Creek. And right now they're definitely hurting. And we're trying to be there in any way that we can to support some of our smaller areas as well, instead of and including with Colorado Springs.
And eligibility for services from Pikes Peak Workforce Center?
The services for people, anybody can utilize our services that are 16 and up. So if you're looking for a job, we have that covered. For businesses, we do want to make sure that they are a W-2 employer and that they pay unemployment and workers' comp. But we will still work with you and connect you to some different resources. So if you're a startup business, you don't know necessarily where to go, we'll be that connector piece of let's get you to file for unemployment as a business. Oh, you need a business plan. Let's connect you maybe to the Small Business and Development Center. You are wanting to maybe get more HR help. Let's connect you to SHRM. So we do have that requirement to post positions with us and to host events to be a W-2 employer, but it doesn't mean that we're not going to help you.
All righty. And a web address and other contact information as we head into this next break.
www.ppwfc.org.
And www.ppfc, I'm sorry, ppwfc.com, org.
Dot org, yes.
Happy Friday.
Yes.
Erica Romero, Pikes Peak Workforce Center Business Relations Team Lead. When we come back, Erica, we're going to talk about the general situation right now, your view of it, and then we're going to start talking about how we are rising to the challenge, responding, reacting, and offering assistance to businesses, to employers and employees, and in this really difficult time. We'll be right back. I'm Ted Robertson. This is the Extra Business Edition here on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back. Joining on me on the newsline this morning, Erica Romero, Pikes Peak Workforce Center's Business Relations Team Lead. Just been having kind of a nice conversation about what Erica does, what the Workforce Centers exist to do. And in times like this, you can kind of bank on Pikes Peak Workforce Center kind of being built to do stuff exactly like what we're going to talk about right now. Let's kind of start with a sense of the situation. Erica, what is your read on what is happening right now in the business space, the employment space, all those things?
I think right now, really what we're seeing is just a lot of uncertainty. I mean, every day has a different governor order of maybe, now you're in a business that has to close down. That's a mandatory close down. I see a lot of employers really wanting to help their employees, but not necessarily knowing what resources to utilize to help their employees as they're going through this time. I do also see a lot of hopefulness, too. I see a lot of businesses, they want to open back up. They want to make sure their employees can come back to them after all of this is over. And it's a really scary time when you don't have a clear picture of what's going to happen. So our big thing has been really just to help kind of answer these questions and provide resources because information is changing so rapidly.
Are you seeing or is there an influx of employers coming to you right now and saying, or even laid off employees, are you starting to see that wave come in? And are you anticipating that this will be a wave?
It right now has been a huge increase. Last Monday, unemployment had about 400 claims. The last 2 days, they have actually had over 7,000 and 8,000 claims going into that department. So those are people who are getting laid off. I know some employers are really working to do a job-attached layoff, and we've seen those in the past where, and we sometimes see that in manufacturing, where maybe they have just like an off season. So what they'll do is they'll lay their employees off for a couple weeks. And then as soon as the business picks back up, they'll bring them right back. But that way they can access their unemployment benefits. So I just feel as more and more businesses and as there's more directives, I think everybody saw California. It's a mandate now that everybody needs to stay home. It is really impacting every business in some way or some shape.
And sure, so many categories of businesses here in our state have been closed down. We're now down to non-essential personal services like nail salons and massage and other types of spas and things like that. And it's really, really hard because those folks are such hardworking people. A lot of people don't know, but they actually rent the spaces inside the operations where they are. And if they don't have people sitting in those chairs, they're not making any money.
Correct. And I think I've already had some conversations with businesses of how are they going to restructure when everything does go back into place, because they know that it's going to kind of take a minute for it to upswing again. So they're really looking at their plans of, you know, what does my succession planning kind of look like? What are essential positions? What are non-essential positions? And I mean, that's really tough for an employer to make those decisions when you have people who are looking to you for answers.
Yes. And, you know, there are even medical clinics that provide certain kinds of services, everything from outpatient treatment to physical therapy in the medical space. They're starting to consider the effect that coronavirus might happen or have on their businesses. And you will see patients not coming in as much, even though they want to be seen. So they're shifting every way that they can to doing this online. So there are means and methods of interacting with patients. Not everybody has the ability to do that.
And that's why teleworking, it's definitely a great option if it is available. But we know not every position can work being teleworked. I mean, you think of your dentist, a lot of the dentist offices are closed right now. Mm-hmm. Because how can you telework that? You can't do that. I mean, the great thing is if you had, you know, an immediate issue, you could maybe FaceTime with the doctor and just have somebody to talk to. But they're not going to be able to give you that full service that they need to provide you the service that is needed.
Yeah. So, and these are just two or three of hundreds and hundreds of examples of how our lives are going to be affected. And I mean, it's going to smack us pretty hard here in the next few days. We're going to come to the realization that, wow, the world is really starting to shut down. And that's a little unnerving. So here comes the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. Here comes Erica and the business relations team. How then do you start to rise to this challenge? How do you and your team at the Workforce Center start to help these folks?
So, unfortunately, I mean, we are seeing a huge impact right now, but layoffs happen all the time. So we actually partner with the state, and we have two rapid response coordinators that we want to make sure that provide resources for the business and for the employees that are getting impacted. So really what we want to make sure is that we provide resources, that we give people a kind of almost a place to go back to. I always tell people this is probably one of the hardest times that you're going to go through, but even if you don't think of us in a month, you'll have a resource when you think of us 6 months from now. And I always say don't make big life-changing decisions because things are going to change. So we kind of offer four key points. We do an unemployment insurance. So how do you apply for uninsurance? How do you request payments? The great thing is we all have digital platforms for this now, and they are all on our website. So we have about a 20-minute unemployment insurance video that helps answer a lot of questions. So instead of having to call the unemployment office, you can watch this video because more than likely it's going to get answered. We go over the career resources that we have available at the Workforce Center. A lot of times when you get laid off through no fault of your own, there are some different federal resources that you can access. But we also are a great place to job search. We utilize Connecting Colorado, which is a state database. The great thing, I've already heard it, that a lot of people are getting scammed. Every single account is verified, and every single job posting is looked through.
All right, Erica, I've got to ask to hold that thought. We're going to go to a break. You got news, traffic, and weather coming your way. We will be back in just a few minutes. Erica, stay with us, and we're coming back to you. We'll pick up right where we left off. You've made a couple of very interesting points. I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to the Extra Business Edition here on KRDO News Radio. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Welcome back to the Extra Business Edition. I'm Ted Robertson. Joining me On the newsline, Erica Romero, Pikes Peak Workforce Center's business relations team lead. And we had started the discussion about sort of taking stock of the situation. And then how does the business relations team, along with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center, sort of get your backs as business owners or as employees who are facing layoffs or a business owner facing that really hard decision about having to do that? We talked a little bit about unemployment insurance and career resources that are available. Basically, these are four sort of central areas to the resources that you're offering, Erica?
Correct. And then the other two are healthcare options. I think a lot of people don't realize that if you're not working, sometimes your healthcare can actually change, but it actually opens up a special enrollment period with you. But then also people with 401ks and life insurance, we kind of go and connect with a resource to kind of help you make some of those decisions as well.
Nice. Now, I want to circle back to something that you said that really struck me, because it is very, very important advice to take into your mind and into your heart. And you said, Erica, don't make rash decisions right now.
Absolutely. And one of the resources that we put online is a checklist of just so you can really feel where you are at, because you want to make sure your family's okay. It's kind of like that base layer of needs of, you know, do you have food? Do you have shelter? You don't want to sit there and be like, I'm going to pull out my whole 401k, because there might be tax implications that you may not see for another year. And then same thing with healthcare. When you have certain medicine that you have to have, those are things that you want to deal with first. Same thing with just money getting put, filling out your unemployment claim, understanding that whole process. It takes time. And if you rush into anything, that's where I think a lot of the fear, a lot of the anxiety, and a lot of the stress starts really coming through.
Yes. And this is the, and when you are, when you're feeling fear and anxiety and uncertainty, that's the time to start talking to other people and networking with other people, being around other people and getting some, getting your feet back under you. Because if you make a decision, you could alter your business life. Like you say, Erica, touching financial resources because you think that's what you need to do to keep your business going. It's a laudable idea, but it's not a good idea at all.
Absolutely. And then again, just connecting businesses to the resources that can give them more answers. I know I've had to connect a lot of businesses to SHRM to make sure that this is an okay HR policy. I've had to connect people with the Department of Labor to see, like, was I paying unemployment insurance? But I think that's the great thing about the Workforce Center is we have our business team that can help direct the businesses anywhere they need. And then we also have our customer service team that can really help with job seekers, getting them connected to the right resource.
And that is critical, especially in a time like this. Now, we do know that Small Business Administration is making business injury loans available right now, and you can find out a lot about those things locally here as well. There is a difference, too, in between El Paso County and Teller County. We have an audience that spans both locations. How does the support differ between the two counties, Erica?
I think the biggest support that we can offer is technical support. A lot of Teller County doesn't have access. They rely a lot on their library and a lot of the different public resources to gain access to computers. We're asking our businesses in Teller County to allow their employees to use their technology. We are actually keeping our Aspen Mind Center open for people to access computers. It is rural, so they're having to travel a little bit more. Things aren't as close. And a lot of these are small, locally owned businesses. So, I mean, we're going to try to make sure that we have a business resource available working with the Chamber of Woodland Park to reach out to businesses to provide them these resources. So we're going to do a lot more calling every single business up there to try to see what we can do to just give them a resource.
That makes very, very good sense. So you're kind of in business and community outreach mode right now as well. You're being very proactive.
And I think our big thing is we're here. Here are some resources. Call us when you need us. We don't want to sit there and be like, let's have a conversation, because we understand businesses have a lot on their plate, and we'll be there for them. We're going to be there for them this week, next month, next year. So I just want to make sure that the businesses know that we're here for the long run.
You are. And again, to restate, Pikes Peak Workforce Center, or workforce centers in general, have been around since the Great Depression. And so that speaks loudly and clearly to their staying power. And in virtually every county across the country, the way to get a hold of Pikes Peak Workforce Center, log on to ppwfc.org. That's ppwfc.org. You can also call to 719-667-3700. That's 719-667-3700 to get into the pipeline and start lining up the assistance that you need. Here's a big one, Erica. This is something that I know is on every employer's mind right now. What can employers expect from the business relations team as they face some extremely difficult decisions ahead about the survivability of their business and what they're going to have to do to make that happen, which very often means cutting staff?
I think businesses can expect for us to be a constant resource, to point them in the right direction, and to know that any decision that they make now will be there to support them when things change. Because every day has been different, I've been letting employers know we'll keep our website as up-to-date as possible. We'll share as many resources as possible, because we want to make sure they're informed. I feel like information makes you feel better. It gives you a little bit more control when you don't feel like there's any control in a situation.
So I own an operation and I've got 10 employees, or I've got 100 employees, and I'm really anguishing over some tough decisions I have to make. I can reach out to the business relations team and you can help talk me through some ideas and strategies, not only to keep my business going, but to try to keep my employees employed. And if I can't do it, you can help me.
Absolutely. And we're going to make it personalized to each business. Each business is an individual. You kind of have to think of it that way. They have their own policies. They have their own, you know, staff, their own culture. So we're going to do what we can to customize those services to that business.
The next big item on this list, and it is another huge one because humans are involved and being able to take care of themselves and their families is involved. As that relates to the business relations team, what can newly laid off members of the workforce expect from the business relations team?
So as we see an increase in layoffs, we are seeing an increase in hiring for some different key industries. Right now, big box retailers are desperately needing people. Same thing with transportation. So delivery services, and then healthcare as well. Healthcare is definitely something that's on our forefront. We are actually trying to push out as many job orders that are current to our people that have Connecting Colorado accounts. Again, we verify these jobs, but we're also trying to push them out so more people can access them right now.
So as somebody who is newly unemployed, for whatever reason, but let's say that I'm laid off, I'm able to log on to the website or call the number at ppwfc.org or call 719-667-3700. And the business relations team will then start to lead me in the right direction.
And our customer service team as well. Our whole workforce team, right now we all are telecommunicating and we want to make sure that we can answer any of your questions from home. We know right now with a lot of teleworking, not everybody has access to technology. But again, having that phone call where you can actually have somebody walk you through anything, we're going to do that for people who just got laid off, people who are maybe wanting to jump into the workforce right now, and for any businesses impacted as well.
Erica Romero, Pikes Peak Workforce Center Business Relations Team Lead. Thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning. We're going to go to a quick break, Erica. When we come back, we're going to talk scope numbers, and then we're going to start talking about the help that's available and something coming up just this morning that we want to encourage people to pre-register for. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Welcome back to the Extra Business Edition. A happy Friday to you. My guest today, Erica Romero, the Business Relations Team Lead for the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. We have answers to questions now, and we have a very important event coming up today, not too long from this morning, so we want to encourage you to get on your computer and pre-register. Erica, are you okay if we just skip right to the Small Business Emergency Roundtable discussion just for a moment?
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what that is today. Just for all of you listening, and you need to pre-register. You can do that through the Pikes Peak SBDC Facebook page, or you can also go to the Pikes Peak Small Business Development Center Facebook or website as well. SBDC Facebook page is probably easiest. This is an emergency business emergency roundtable, and this is a joint production of Small Business Development Center and Pikes Peak Workforce Center. Erica, can you talk about what's going to occur in this roundtable discussion today?
Yeah, so we were actually able to connect with a lot of different resources, so local level resources, state resources, and federal resources. So I know what we're going to do is really focus on some of these questions that have been on businesses' minds, and we're hoping to address the majority of those today.
All righty. So you have a panel pulled together, and these are people that come from state, federal, and local levels to talk about the challenges we're facing right now, and businesses are encouraged. It's all online. You can do this from your home computer or whatever your smart device is. Again, hop on over to the Pikes Peak Small Business Development Center Facebook page and register for the event there. It starts at 11:30 and goes until 1 p.m., something as business owners you do not want to miss today. So I just wanted to kind of get people thinking about that as we cycle through this next couple of bullet points. I want to touch base very briefly on the scope and the numbers because it seems like it's an unprecedented thing that's happening, and we haven't seen anything like this in terms of employment being affected the way that it is since the Great Depression days. So how are you, the helpers, and alternatively the community workforce coming to terms with this, or are you right now?
I think we're taking every day one day at a time because things are changing so rapidly. The great thing is that we have really great people on our staff, and we have a lot of people who can help plan for the future. So I think the big thing to know is that we're going to see how everything goes. And I mean, I hope with some of the release of federal funding, we'll be able to even increase our services even more. But we've been able to be really quick and really proactive of switching everything to telecommunicating, webinars, we're doing this roundtable, so we're being very fast and reactive, but we're also trying to be proactive as well going forward.
All right, and again, that's the Small Business Emergency Roundtable discussion. Happens from 11:30 this morning until 1 p.m. Pre-register by going to Pikes Peak SBDC Facebook page, and there'll be a link there. The local workforce team is available to speak to business owners and answer questions online. And as you noted, you're all teleworking right now, but we can log on to ppwfc.org, or we can call the number at 719-667-3700, and someone will be available to speak with us today.
Absolutely. And I think the big thing to know is that our teams are experts in this, and we also have the human touch of, we know this is an emotional time. We know this is a stressful time. The other thing that we've been highly recommending people, if they do file unemployment, make sure to save and finish later after every page. We have seen an increase of it freezing. So we're just trying to do anything we can to help unemployment and to help people who are getting frustrated with unemployment as well.
All right, Erica, I've got to extend our apologies. We're going to take the president's update on coronavirus live, and we're going to circle back to you. We'll bring you back on just as quickly as we can.
All right.
You've been listening to the Extra Business Edition podcast with Ted Robertson. The Extra Business Edition is a production of the KRDO Network and airs live Friday mornings at 9 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and KRDO.com. Listen on demand at KRDO.com under the radio tab. Click on podcasts.